Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 45 for the week of November 19th through the 23rd of 2007. A quick reminder that the next book discussion group held in the IDC is next week on Thursday, November 29th, from noon to 1 p.m. HCC librarian Chris Sweet will be discussing the book, From the Bottom Up, One Man's Crusade to Clean Up America's Rivers, by Chad Pagracki, a former Heartland Community College student. For more information about the book discussion groups at Heartland, contact HCC librarian Carol Reed. Also, the Heartland Bookstore is holding their faculty and staff event to celebrate their partnership with Heartland Community College on Tuesday, November 20th. It will be from 11 to 4 p.m. in the Heartland Bookstore. For more information on the events, services, podcasts, and other resources related to instructional development at Heartland Community College, see our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. In this week's Tips and Tricks section, I discuss creating groups in the GroupWise email application. If you belong to any committees or other groups that you send frequent emails to, you can create a group of email accounts rather than sending the email to each person. To create a group, you simply open the GroupWise application, go to File and New, and scroll down to Group. Here you will see a window called New Group, Frequent Contacts. You can give your group a name, and then click the Add button along the left side of this box. This will allow you to select the group's members. You highlight the name or names from the address list and click the To button at the top of the screen. If you want to add multiple names at once, you hold the Control key down on the keyboard and click the names with the mouse, then click the To button. If you make any mistakes, you can always remove members from this list by highlighting their names on the right side of the window and clicking the Remove button at the bottom. Once you're done, you click OK for that screen, and OK on the new group window, and your group has been created. Then you can just type your group name into the To location in your new email composition, and the email will be sent to everyone in that group. Now you could say that you are wise about creating groups in GroupWise. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Remember to stop into the IDC or contact us if you need assistance with any instructional development needs. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. The IDC Podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as educational technology tips and tricks. If you have questions, comments, or need of assistance with the services we offer, check our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week and enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday.